gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
It is.
I love this clear, cold air. Moon's almost full. You like to drive, don't you?
Yes, I find it relaxing.
And you drive well. You haven't said much since we left the city.
Should I?
Did you have a bad day?
Oh, in a way. I guess I still owe you an apology for being half an hour late.
I told you I didn't mind. I meant it.
You're an unusual girl.
Anything go wrong today?
Why do you ask?
You're not like yourself.
Oh, sorry. I'll try to do better. But let's talk about your day, Kate.
My day. I had my moment of truth with my boss.
You take Al too seriously.
Not half as seriously as he takes himself. He explained all the rules and purpose of the real estate business. You don't paint one tenant's apartment even on your own time or all the other tenants get mad.
That's about it.
But tell me. I have to thank you for one thing. You told him that you were the hippie friend helping me paint.
Oh, well, why not? You had enough trouble.
But you were the hippie. I'm sorry Jeff was so difficult.
He's a kook, that kid. He has no business hanging around you.
He's not all that bad. He just needs some.
He's a wino and a troublemaker. Whoops.
Oh, what was that?
Deer crossing the road. Did you see him?
Oh, I wish I had.
Well, there may be others. I better slow down.
Tony, let's not talk about all the problems in the world tonight. Let's talk about how beautiful it is.
Can you look that way to you?
Oh, yes. Very. Where are we going?
A little inn I used to know, the other side of the river. I haven't been there for a long time, so we're taking a chance on how good the food is now. They have an old garden out back, and you can walk out there and look at the water.
Wonderful. With this moon on it.
It's a place for you, Kate.
How far is it?
Not too far now. Hungry?
Yes, I am.
Hey, your hand is cold.
Little.
Kate, are you happy here with me?
Yes. Why?
I needed to know.
Trudy, you're early tonight.
Oh, I came up for Jeff's concert. Hey, what's cooking?
Beef stew.
Ah, beef stew it is, Hazel. Hey, have you seen Kate?
No. Jeff was in hanging around like a lost soul, but I think Kate went out.
Oh, did you see her go?
No, but Jeff had a face as long as a goat's beard.
He was talking about old pinstripes.
Who's that?
Only one of the nicest guys you ever met. Big executive, lots of money, and as far as I can make out, nuts about Kate.
Married?
Well, he probably has been. All the good guys have been. But he's sure not working at it. He lives at a club downtown. One of those real exclusive places with browns on the door?
Well, that's the first question I ask any guy. Is he married?
Me too. But you have to be interested first.
Well, Kate isn't interested. In a guy like that?
Well, she had a real bad scene with her own marriage, Hazel, so... Oh, I guess he's just skipping the whole subject.
If you ask me, the best thing any girl can do is to keep a man out of her life. Well, except for practical purposes. More coffee?
Oh, a little. No, I don't agree with you, Hazel. I think a good man is what it's all about.
Well, where do you find one?
Well, I found one once.
And he walked out on you, didn't he?
Well, he wasn't the marrying kind.
Well, I got married, you know. I got a ring to pawn to prove it. All that guy wanted was a rent paid. I just hope Kate's a little smarter than the rest of us. But there's no reason why she should be.
Ah, ladies of the chorus.
You've had enough coffee tonight, Jeff.
I haven't come for coffee. Seen Kate?
She's gone out, Jeff.
I know, but has she come back?
Well, of course not. It's the shank of the evening.
She's coming to my concert.
Oh, did she say so?
No, but I asked her personally. Who could resist that?
Want a list? Oh, Jeff, if you held your concert at a reasonable hour, maybe a lot more people would come.
You just don't dig the flame of genius, Trudy.
You're so right.
Well, I've got to see her. If she comes in, will you tell her?
That, laddie boy, will be about the last thing I'll tell her. You made enough trouble.
But I love her.
Jeff, cool it.
And I am going to protect her.
Oh, heaven help her.
Did you read the paper tonight?
No.
And fasten your orbs on this item and tell me if I'm not a better man than old Pinstripe.
Huh?
Even without my guitar. There. Society column, page 17, line 8.
Let me see. Claire Cushing, Mrs. Anthony Cushing, arrived in the city today on her way to Jamaica. Oh, Jeff, it's another man, another family.
To quote the bard, Trudy, in a pig's eye.
My little inn, Kate?
I loved it. It's really old, isn't it?
Mm, building dates back 200 years.
And how do they keep going? We were the only customers.
Well, it was the middle of the week. Weekends are different. But it's this old garden that I like. And the river below.
Looks like a road of silver to me.
And if you look around, you'll find a few terrible statues.
Like ghosts.
This place is full of ghosts. I brought you to Banniston.
Did you come here often?
Yes. I loved the place, but I never loved the company. I thought if I could ever find the right girl, I'd bring her here.
How little I know about you, Tom.
How little I know about you.
You know where I come from. You know my family. You know I was married.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't make any difference if I didn't know those things.
It might.
Kate, I know you're 27. I'm 39, on the edge of 40. I think by this time, whatever the past was, it should be forgotten.
If it can be.
Well, it's just a matter of making up our minds, isn't it?
Then we always live with something between us.
Oh, nonsense. Sounds like a Puritan conscience.
Tony, you know my husband took drugs and died often. Do you think I can ever forget that?
Yes, I do. If you want to.
You can forget bad things in your life just by wanting to?
Yes.
Were there any bad things?
Oh, Kate. Everybody's got things they want to forget. They have to forget.
You've never told me, Tony. Were you ever married?
Yes.
Are you still?
My wife walked out 3 years ago.
Oh. Were you in love with her?
Would I be standing here, looking at you in this moonlight if I were?
But you must have been at one time.
Everybody thinks they're in love when they marry. Didn't you?
I knew I was. Until it was killed.
Well, there, see?
Why didn't you ever tell me?
What a persistent little wit you are. I didn't tell you because you didn't ask me. I really didn't think you were interested.
In whether you were married or not?
Oh, come on, Kate, be honest. I was attracted to you the day I met you. I'd have told you anything you asked me, but I've upset you so often, I've never been sure where I stood.
Have I sounded like that?
Oh, I knew what you were fighting. Too much family, too much hometown, and you had to get clear. I could wait.
Tony, what was your wife's name? I guess I should say your former wife.
Does it matter?
I want to know all about you.
Her name is Claire.
Did you bring her here?
We had our bitterest quarrel in that little inn. She never saw the beauty of the place. That's why I brought you here.
You are divorced.
Words, Kate. All that matters tonight is that you and I found each other.
Mystery meet again. The food hasn't changed since the last time I was in college, but I have. 12 years later, 12 gray hairs. the only gray hairs in the entire class. So I tried Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, just covers up gray without changing your natural color. Loving Care made my hair softer and shinier. And two boys wanted my number.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Final Net, the non-aerosol hair mist that holds up longer than you do.
Recall, dear listeners, that an unkind letter yesterday about Rebecca Sharp dampened my spirits. But today, my spirits have soared. Three letters, three, declaring our Becky a treasure, a jewel, a paragon. I was ready, almost, to give up writing this novel. Now, nothing could wrest Vanity Fair from my pen. It may amuse you to know that Mr. Charles Dickens sulks for a week after a reader takes him to task, eats nothing, drinks like a camel, and vows to enter a monastery. Enough of Mr. Dickens. Let us get on with Becky. Our little jewel is consulting her servant and friend.
What think you, Giles?
I think you'd best take care.
No, that's not very helpful, for heaven's sakes. Take care how? Do what? Say what? Be what? Miss Crawley is partial to me, but doesn't trust me. How am I to prevail upon her to take me to London, away from this place, if she fears for her darling Rawdon?
And well she might.
That disrespectful remark is of no help either. She told me straight out, if he marries a pauper, he'll be a pauper in her will.
Oh, we don't want to be a pauper forever and ever, do we, Miss Becky?
No, we don't. All my life, all your life, that's what we've been. I won't be forever. I promised my father, promised myself, promised you. But now everything is in a shambles.
It ain't, miss.
I'm at a standstill.
You ain't.
I've discredited myself.
Blather. Why do you make bad worse? You've only to seem not much took with Captain Rawdon, and his auntie'll not be fretted no more.
But that's the trouble, don't you see?
No, ma'am, I don't see.
I am took with him.
It's no harm to like him.
I think I love him.
Miss. So soon? So quick?
When first I saw him in the lane, the very first moment, so tall, so handsome, and then when he took me onto his horse and into his arms, I've never felt such rapture before.
God bless you, miss.
No, I'm outdone with myself. In sundry ways and fashions, love gets in the way.
It does.
When I tried to marry that dreadful fat Joseph Sedley, love wasn't in it, and I used every trick I could conjure. I don't want to trick Rawdon.
Ah.
I see now it was shameful. Oh, at least I have a conscience, haven't I?
Lord, the pity.
I never suspected it before. Oh, what's to be done?
Oh, stop talking so gloomy. You've no need for tricks with Mr. Rawdon, only with her. 'Tis her that can't know how you've gone and fell all in a heap. Her. Him you can tell and say 'tis a secret.
I know all that. I know, but what good is it? We can't ever marry.
Fiddlesticks, if I may say so. When Miss Crawley takes us to London, if she will, mark my words, she will, Love will fix her as well.
How will it?
After a while, she'll love you. Not I do, Miss Becky. I'd not be able to say no to whatever you'd want, and her won't neither.
Oh, you do comfort me. Uh-huh. But until then, if there's to be a then, she must never find out how I feel about... Giles, I know what to tell her. I know how to fool her.
How,
Miss? Don't bother me. I have to think it out, fix it in my mind, and oh, dear, dear. Would I have to tell Captain Rawdon the same?
Tell what?
All of my life I've told falsehoods and black, black lies. Well, how was I to get on without? But I don't want to tell him untrue.
Except in about your hurt ankle.
Oh, hush, Charles, that doesn't count. I don't want to tell him what I tell Missy.
Tell what?
And I shan't.
Oh, Miss.
All right. You sit here and see if you think it will do. I shall tell Miss Rawdon.
Oh, God.
Miss Rebecca.
It's him. It's a sign. He's come for me. And I'm not to tell him lies.
Well, dear me, what is this? Are we to have a reform, Rebecca? I'm not at all sure I approve. Well, no matter. I can change her later on, an author's privilege. Meanwhile, a truthful Rebecca should please my listener who disapproves her slyness. However, it's only fair to warn you, madam. Her slyness will persist.
Say, did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Ban Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays will give you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On, so economical, yet so effective.
Joey, I haven't had dinner for years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Oh, poor kid.
5 minutes, Claus.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh. Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Finalmet. Finalmet is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Finalmet holds up longer than you do.
That same carping listener may pronounce what follows to be excessively foolish, trivial, twaddling, and sentimental. But what Becky and Rawdon think is all that matters here. They are in the orangery, a place where they are at least likely to be interrupted. Ah, I would you could see how they look, each at the other.
I say, Miss Becky.
Oh, Captain, it would please me most awfully if I were Becky to you.
Becky, yes. Capital name, Becky. Beautiful name.
I never thought so until now.
And will you call me by my name?
Rawdon. Rawdon.
No one ever said it like that.
The oranges are growing nicely.
Oranges? Yes.
Should we taste one, do you think?
Why not? Oh, damn the oranges. It's you I want to...
Yes.
Dad, how can this be?
I don't know. I only know it is.
You know what I'm saying, but cannot.
I know.
What?
You and I.
By the eternal. How long have we known each other?
1,000 years.
10,000.
Since the world began.
Forever. Becky, to think chance brought you to Queen's Crawley.
No, destiny brought me. I didn't want to come. I tried not to come. Almost I didn't. I expect the oranges are sour.
Oranges?
Oh, what is the matter with me? Why do I talk of oranges? I think because I've never felt what I feel now.
Nor I. Such a little hand.
Oh, and yours is so large.
May I...
Kiss my hand? You know you need not ask. Oh.
Again.
Oh.
Again.
Oh.
Again.
Oh, please, not again.
What?
Do you remember? Oh, this is very bold and may frighten you away. Do you remember when we rode upon your horse together?
Remember.
And remember where I was?
Gad, in my arms, I've thought of nothing else.
If that is true...
It is, I swear it.
Then why am I where I am now?
By all the gods, do you mean...
No.
No.
I've said too much.
Now it's for you to do.
Oh, Becky.
Miss Becky. Oh, Miss Becky. Giles, how could you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss. Terribly sorry. It was Miss Crawley. I heard Sarge tell her you and the captain was here. Bad luck to her. She's coming. She said it as soon as she's dressed.
Hang it all. What of it?
Oh, Miss Roden, Giles. Is she angry?
Oh, no, ma'am. No. She only wants company. But I was afraid she'd see what I just
seen. Confound it. Why not? The old girl would be pleased no end.
Oh, dear, Roden, she wouldn't. Giles, thank you. Go away now so you'll not be here when she comes. Now, Roden, listen to me. There's no time to explain all. Later. But this you must know. Your Aunt Matilda came to me. She let me know I'm only a governess born in a cabbage patch. She said she'd not mind a flirtation, but nothing else.
Damn me, how dare the woman?
She dares, and you know it. Are we? Is this between us? Nothing else?
Is everything else?
Well, then, when your aunt arrives, we shall be picking oranges.
It has been said upon distinguished authority that all stratagems are fair in love, even picking oranges. Can oranges best Miss Crawley? Tomorrow we shall be answered. Until then, ladies, I have the honor to be your most obedient servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
Sandy Wright. In 1966, I was in a Miss Clairol commercial. Then it was, does she or doesn't she? Today, she still does. I love my hair. After 9 years, yes, 9 years of using Miss Clairol cream formula, it's in great condition. Terrific body, easy to manage, and if I have any gray, who knows?
Miss Clairol cream formula. It's the hair color professionals use. The best it can be, at any price. Look for Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Dayquil. I compared labels. Dayquil has no aspirin, either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Dayquil can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Dayquil. New from Bristol-Myers.
Vanity Fair is dramatized by Nancy Moore. Becky Sharp is portrayed by Dolores Sutton. Miss Crawley by Catherine Balfour. Rawdon Crawley by Charles Kimbrell. And your host for Author Studio is Earl Hammond as William Makepeace Thackeray. This program is produced and directed by Frank Papp. And brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be. Ralph Camargo speaking. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the little things in life. Brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant.
Come here. Who just drove up? Who's that getting out of her car?
Oh, dear, I can't see. Oh, no. Oh, no, now what could she want?
Who is it?
Mildred Knapp.
Oh, no.
I don't know what she wants, but you make yourself scarce. I never know what you're going to say to that woman.
I can't stand that woman. Mildred Knapp. Her name should be Mildred Yap.
Go. Go upstairs. Now, go to bed. Anything.
Go to bed at 7:30?
I don't care where you go, but get out of the living room. You make all these little funny remarks, and I get so embarrassed.
Oh, you don't need to. She never catches on to them anyhow. Boy, that woman can't take a hint, can she? She tries to run everybody's life. Why do you put up with it?
Oh, Mildred means well. go. Will you get upstairs? Hurry up. I'll say you've gone to bed. I'll say you don't feel well. You're coming down with something.
You get rid of her. I'll be coming down with a heavy boot.
Oh, stop it. Will you get upstairs, dear?
Now, look, I've got nothing to read up there, and I'm not going to bed, so don't let her hang around here for hours.
Oh, be quiet. Now, hurry up and get up there.
Boy, she never gives up.
Oh, that man.
Hello, darling. Yeah. Well, I knew you were home because both cars were here.
Yeah, well, I was in the kitchen doing dishes. My hands were all soapy. Come in, twin. How are you, Mildred?
Oh, I'm just marvelous. I've just never felt better in my life. Well, you know me, Peg. I never get sick, except that one time that I had the flu. And I was so miserable, and you were so good to me.
Oh, heavens, I didn't do anything.
Well, whatever it was, I never forgot it. And I said to George, well, at long last, I have a chance to do something for Peg.
What do you mean, Mildred?
Well, Barbara John told me that you were going to Mexico. Well, I've got it all arranged. I have these wonderful friends down there.
Mildred, listen, look, that's not until January. And anyway, nothing is definite. Bob has a business convention.
Exactly. And you'll be at loose ends. Wives always are on loose ends on these business conventions with the men tied up all day. You just can't sit around in the hotel room all the time.
Well, I don't intend to, Mildred.
Look, do you speak Spanish?
No, but it won't matter. I'll go on some sightseeing tours during the day. And anyhow, enough people speak English.
Look, I know how it is in a country when you don't speak the language.
Yes, but...
Anyhow, I have this wonderful friend who lives there, and she'll drive you around.
Mildred, I'm not going to bother one of your friends.
It's no bother. Well, and she'll love
me. Mildred,
look, Loretta will do anything in the world for me.
Well, she's not going to do anything for me at all. Why, I wouldn't dream of imposing on some total stranger. No, Mildred, I won't.
I've already called her, and she's expecting you.
Yes. You phone Mexico City?
Yes.
Any long distance?
Well, I phoned during the low rate time. Yeah. I mean, but of course I forgot the time change and I woke them up and...
I'm sure Loretta loves me already.
Oh, she didn't mind it at all. We've known each other for years. In fact, we roomed together the first year at college.
The first year?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, you see, she transferred to another college after that. But we've kept in close touch, and we're just the dearest of friends. And when I told her that one of my other dear, close friends was coming down to Mexico City...
Look, Mildred, this is all very nice of you, and I appreciate the trouble, but I simply cannot allow...
Where's Bob?
Well, Bob's upstairs. He may be getting a cold. He went to bed.
Well, I've got some marvelous cough syrup in the car, in my dashboard compartment. I keep it there, you know, for George.
Well, I don't think Bob's in the coughing stage yet, Mildred.
He will need it. Look, I'll go right out and get it.
No,
we'll go upstairs so I can tell you both all about the marvelous time you're going to have in Mexico City.
Mildred, look, first of all, you don't want to catch Bob's cold.
Oh, I never catch colds, never. And look, I've also got some brochures to show you. I asked Loretta to send them, and she did. All about the museums and the pyramids. Oh, I guess I left those in the car. Well, I'll bring them in.
Will you wait a minute, please? I mean, this is very sweet of you. It is very dear of you. It is very nice of you to go to all this trouble.
Yes, it is.
But anyhow, it's not until January, and we've made no plans at all.
I know, but that's why I want to help you. It's so much nicer when you're in a strange city to know that somebody is there who knows a way around. Now, you can't deny that.
Well, no, but I mean, if nothing else, Mildred, I mean, just living in Mexico City, your friend must be sick and tired of driving people around to museums and every place else.
No, Loretta loves it. She's just like me. Now, don't you worry about putting her out. You're going just to love her. Now, I'll get the brochures and the cough syrup, and I'll be right back in a minute.
Robert, get into bed.
What?
Get into your pajamas. I said you were sick, and Mildred's coming up to see you.
Going to allow that woman to bully me.
Will you get into bed? Mildred will be back in the house in a minute. She's still looking for something in the car, the brochures, I guess.
Can't you see what that woman does? She just takes over.
Nothing I say phases her. What can I say?
Tell her point blank to mind her own business.
Will you get into bed? I told her you were in bed. Are you going to make a liar out of me? Take your shoes off. Put on your pajama top. Come on, get into your pajama top.
It's just amazing how women like Mildred get by doing these things.
Your sister's sort of that way, too.
Yeah, I know it. She does things to people they don't ask for, even want. Then her feelings are hurt when they don't appreciate it.
Come on up, Mildred.
She is not going to bully me. If worst comes to worst, I'll tell her flatly to mind her own business. It's time somebody did.
You be quiet. At least be tactful. She means well. I'll just be quiet.
Oh, where are
you.
We're right
oh,
in here.
Oh, there's our sick boy.
Oh, I'm not too sick, Mildred.
Now, here's the cough syrup when you get to that stage. And now, here are the brochures and the sightseeing tours, or rather the side trips, to Acapulco. And, well, really, Loretta will just take you anywhere you want to go. Now, where's that other brochure?
Yeah, Mildred, I'd like to say something before you go any further.
Oh, dear. Mildred, I think Bob feels the same way I do. He just wants to tell you we simply cannot impose on your friend. I mean, we both thank you so much, but isn't that what you wanted to say, dear?
No, it isn't. Mildred.
I can't find that other brochure that I had on the pyramids. And Loretta said she planned these little side trips to, oh, you know, to Cuernavaca and to Puerto Vallarta. Now, where is that other brochure?
Mildred, what I wanted to say is this. We'll be on a business convention, and there is a definite program for the wives during the day, and I want Peg to be a part of it. Because the program is planned by the wives of our business associates down there.
Oh, I've been on these things, and the programs they plan for wives are usually very dull. Fashion shows at luncheons and that sort of thing, you know. No, Peg will have a much better time with Loretta showing her around. Oh, I know I have that other brochure here. It has a list of things I checked that you simply must see, Peggy, dear.
My point, Mildred, is that I really don't feel Loretta should have to be bothered.
Now, Peg, we've gone all through that.
I know.
Loretta is saving that whole week for
but
you.
But
where is that other brochure?
Mildred, I've got to say this.
Honey, Bob.
I've got to make Mildred understand something.
Understand what? Now, look, I know I put that brochure right over here with the others.
Will you forget that brochure for a minute? Now, darn it, Mildred.
Oh, I'm sorry. What were you saying, Bob?
I was trying to say, that I've looked forward to taking Peg to Mexico City in January. She's never been there, and I've already made the plans, and we'll be very busy doing the things that I have planned.
Oh, I see.
Mildred, I'm sorry to say this, because I know you've gone to a lot of trouble already, and, well, it's very kind of you, and we certainly appreciate. I mean, how many friends does one have who would go to all this trouble?
Well, it hasn't been any trouble at all, really. I just wanted to do something for Peg. She was so wonderful to me when I had the flu. In fact, she was the only one who stopped in to see me. I guess my other friends were just too scared they'd catch it.
Oh, of course.
Of course, but if you're already tied up and have your own plans, then I'll...
Well, Bob, I'm not that tied up, am I?
Oh, good.
Because Loretta is even giving a party for you. But I'll tell her to get in touch with you so you can tell her which night you'll be free so it won't interfere with your plans. Okay.
Yes, certainly.
I'm going out to look in the car because I must have dropped that other brochure on the way in. But I'll be right back because I know that I put it right
away. All right. Don't say it.
I won't.
By the way, who told Mildred we were going to Mexico?
Barbara Jorn.
I'll kill her.
You won't need to. When Mildred finds out that Barbara and Glenn are going to Mexico, too, I'll get my revenge. I think I better call Barbara and warn her what we're in for.
Well, wait a minute. Listen, this Loretta friend of Mildred's may be very nice.
Mildred said you'll love her. She's just like me.
Oh. Mm.
Well, now, let's face it, dear. Mildred means well.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant, proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Osedar angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Osedar angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Osedar makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Nice sound. Osedar makes your life easier.
The Little Things in Life has been brought to you by the Osedar Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
Nurse's Station, 7th floor. Oh, yes, Doctor. No, I haven't seen Dr. Foster today. Yes, I'll tell him when he gets in. All right.
Angela, will you initial this?
Oh, what is it? Oh, I see. The new schedule. Look, do you know when Dr. Foster is due in?
Well, there he is now.
Oh. Good morning, Miss Fairchild, Miss Gibbs.
Good morning, Doctor. Dr. Gonzalez just called. He wants to talk to you.
Let's talk in my office, Miss Fairchild.
I'm sorry, but I have to go downstairs.
I'll need you for a short time.
Very well, Doctor. Marsh, let's talk out here.
After you, Miss Fairchild.
You are taking unfair advantage, Doctor.
I know I am.
The door, Marsh.
Now, Angela, no one can possibly
Marsh.
All right. You are a stubborn woman, Angela.
Perhaps it seems that way to you, Marsh, but I have as much right as you have to lay down rules.
Even when it concerns hospital business?
Look, don't abuse your privilege as a doctor. I can transmit messages to you by phone if need be.
I see. All right. About these rules you were talking about.
Marsh, can't you see that they're as much for your protection as mine?
No, I can't.
Marsh, you don't make any sense. You know your wife does not understand our professional relationship, let alone our friendship. And a misunderstanding can only create problems for you at home.
You're not giving me any news, Angela.
Marsh, there is nothing I can do about your problems.
No.
You say Ginger's jealousy is unreasonable. And where you and I are concerned, I know it is. But it does come from someplace. And ignoring it and saying she has no right to it isn't solving anything.
Well, for God's sake, Angela, what do you think I can do?
Oh, Marsh, I don't know. But if you can't cope with it, why do you think I have the answer?
Mr. Curtis Rogers' room, please.
Kurt? Are you alone?
How could I know? I only have a few minutes. Tell me what's happened. She liked the ring. I should hope so. Did you go to the American consulate? I see. How long? 3 weeks. You've got to get married and get out of Zurich before then. If Rene finds some way to get to Lynn's father in Chicago... Yes. Herr Hoffman's secretary, Bertha Schmidt. I'm expecting her now. I know it's a long shot, but we have to take it. It's the only way to stop Renee. I think she's here now. I'll call as soon as it's over. Goodbye, darling. Miss Schmidt?
Yes. I have a message to come to this address. It's from Renee Noir.
I know. Won't you come in?
Is Rene here?
No, Miss Schmidt. He's not.
Oh, then I think I'd better...
But I have news of him.
Oh? Well, in that case, I...
Do come in, Miss Schmidt.
This is very puzzling. I don't know you.
Of course you don't. Come. Let's sit down. Would you like some coffee?
No, thank you. I like to know what this is all about, what I'm here for. If Rene...
How well do you know Rene Noir?
What do you mean?
You do know what he does.
He conducts investigations. He works quite often for my employer, Herr Hoffman.
Yes, Herr Hoffman.
Oh, you know Herr Hoffman.
No, we have not met. At least not yet.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Datril. I compared labels. Datril has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Datril can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Datril, new from Bristol-Myers.
Hi, I'm Sandy Wright. In 1966, I was in a Miss Clairol commercial. Then it was, does she or doesn't she? Today, she still does. I love my hair. After 9 years, yes, 9 years of using Miss Clairol cream formula, it's in great condition. Terrific body, easy to manage, and if I have any gray, who knows?
Miss Clairol cream formula. It's the hair color professionals use. The best it can be, at any price. Look for Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Please, Fräulein, I would like to know what it is you wish.
It is not Fräulein. It is Madame.
Oh, excuse me, Madame.
Yes, Madame René Noir.
Madame Noir? I don't believe it.
I don't blame you, Fräulein Schmidt.
It's not possible. He never said he never...
No, please compose yourself. Understand, I do not blame you.
You see, madame, I'm not that sort of a woman who...
I know that. One could tell that at a glance. That is why I felt I should, well, warn you.
When I think of...
He took you to dinner, didn't he? At the Kronenhalle.
He told you then?
He didn't have to. That's where he always takes his ladies.
Oh, madame.
Please. Please do not blame yourself. He is clever. No one knows it better than I.
You have my sympathy, madame.
And I know why he did it.
What do you mean?
He wanted to get information from you.
Information? You mean it wasn't because...
No, Miss Schmidt. After he got the information, he was quite happy to take advantage of you in other ways.
Oh, well, such a man would... What information? What do I know? I know nothing. I'm a secretary.
But you are Herr Hoffman's secretary.
I'm sure I told him nothing.
Ah, but you did.
I did?
I said he was clever. From you, he got the name of the man who wanted Curtis Rogers investigated.
No, I would not have told.
I'm afraid you did, Fräulein Schmidt. You gave him the name of Mr. Carter.
I don't remember that. Perhaps the wine. Oh, what would Herr Hoffman think?
He need never know. If you don't see Renee again...
Never, madame. You have my word. And rest assured, René Noir will never work for Hoffman again. I will see to that.
I'm sure you will.
You're going to have to stand still, Susie.
Could it be just a little bit longer, Aunt Angela?
Yes. A skirt coming down?
Who knows? I like them to the top of my boots.
Huh, there. That's the last pin. Now, if you want to take it off, I think your mother's going to like the skirt, don't you?
You bet. When are Mom and Dad coming back?
In a day or two. Oh, it must be nice up at the cabin this time of year.
Mom has a great idea for Thanksgiving this year.
Hmm?
We're all going up there for a real old-fashioned dinner. I'm going to see if I can find some old recipes for things to cook in the fireplace.
Oh, that's a big undertaking, Susie.
Our ancestors did it.
Well, they were used to it. Oh, well, if they could do it, we can do it, right?
Right on.
If that's Jennifer with the kitten, we'll have a real welcome home present for your mother and father.
Yeah.
Marsh.
Well, I saw your car in the driveway.
Oh. Well, come in.
Thank you.
Susie and I are getting some sewing done.
Oh, hello, Susie.
Hello, Dr. Foster. I'll go plug in the iron so we can...
Not yet, Susie. I have to do some machine stitching first.
Can I talk to you, Angela?
I think it will have to wait until tomorrow at the hospital, Marsh. Susie and I want to finish and...
Yes, I see. Well, all right then. I'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
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 I could have done some pressing, Aunt Angela.
I know you could, Susie. But when you're sewing, things should be done in their proper order.
I see.
There's a right way and a wrong way to do things, you know? This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Final Net sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Final Net is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Final Net go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Final Net, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less? And to Hold has been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.